Since this is about hypnotic fantasy, I'd like you to begin by imagining the fantasy of being hypnotized. You're taking a break, a relaxing break, for just a short while before you awaken and return to your everyday life. You've set an alarm that will tell you when it's time to return, but for now, you are taking a break. You are lying in a float tank, a sort of sensory isolation chamber, a warm, dark container half full of warm water that is so heavily salted that you float, easily and peacefully, gently cushioned on the surface of the water as your body relaxes completely, with no effort at all. The water is body temperature. Headphones cover your ears, and the room is black and lightless, with the result that you see, hear, and feel nothing, except the sound of the voice on the hypnotic relaxation tape you have chosen to listen to while you take a break. You've paid for your time in the float tank, and the timer is set to tell you when it's over. The lights will come back on, a gentle tone will sound, and you know you can't miss it. You can let the timer handle itself and put everything aside for now. Just lean back into that super buoyant water and know that it's got you. All the arrangements are made, and this time is for you. You are taking a break. And as you take a moment to yawn and stretch and settle your body into the most relaxing, comfortable position, working out all the kinks and cramps and aches and pains and just letting them go, you think about how in just a few moments you will be deeply and completely hypnotized. Your eyes will close as your muscles relax and your thoughts slow and your mind slips down into dark, warm, quiet, empty, deep, deep, deep hypnosis. And you take a break. And then you blink and open your eyes and realize you are ready to be hypnotized. Now. You hear the voice telling you to listen. Take a deep breath. And relax. Good. Hypnosis is easy and natural and safe. And nothing can keep you from a deep trance now. As you listen, take a deep breath and relax. Yes. Relaxing so easily as you float so gently, softly, swiftly, deeper, readily and rapidly relegating your cares and concerns to some other place, far away and distant now as it rises away from you like smoke, drifting above in the rising current of air that carries everything off into the distance, into the atmosphere, out of sight and out of mind. Out of mind. And all of your thoughts are out of your mind. Now, all of your worries and cares and concerns are steaming out of your pores in the warmth of a magical sauna that drives out the toxins of stress, fretfulness, thought, will. Sweating away the toxin of your free will and washing it off of your skin in a clean, hot shower. Seeing it swirling down the drain, disappearing with a gurgle and a splash. and you might like to imagine that you are on pause. In a moment, your life will resume again, but for right now, you're on pause. In a moment, the world will start moving again, but for right now, you're on pause. In a moment, time will matter, things will exist, energy will move, and thoughts will flow. In a moment, everything that distracts or directs your attention might begin to happen again, the way things always happen. But for now, for right now, you and your surroundings, everything and anything you think might be a thing for now, right now, is on pause, on hold, in abeyance. Between the ticks of the clock where thought rests, where time stops, stopped. And you might like to imagine you're on a mental vacation. You've kenneled the dogs, fed the fish, halted newspaper deliveries, set an away message on your email. One by one, you go through the tasks in your mind that you tend to when you go out of town, so that the business of life can go on without you for a little while, without a ripple to mark the place where you, quite expectedly, just aren't there anymore. Everything is taken care of, down to the last detail, and you set out on your vacation with the comforting certainty that you have tied off all the loose ends of your day-to-day affairs, left emergency numbers for your emergency contacts, appointed friends and business partners to take care of every detail. You go over your plan, your preparations, in your mind, and it is perfect, thorough, absolutely prepared. And then, with a smile, you check out. And you might like to imagine that you're going numb. Some powerful hypnotic sedative has been injected into your veins, and you gradually feel the effects as they start with a tingling in the tips of your extremities, touching your fingers and toes, and then moving inward. With your eyes closed, it feels to you as if your body is simply vanishing from the outside in. And you know the drug is beginning to work its magic on your mind, too, because you find that you don't care. It feels freeing. You know that it's all right to let go here, now, and so you welcome the sensation of focus on each part and fraction of your body as it tingles, its outline heightened in your sense and imagination, before it vanishes completely, as if your body itself is disappearing, leaving you a disembodied mind, a creature of pure energy existing in thought and imagination. Freer than you have ever been before, as the last traces of that corporeal self tingle and thicken and then dissolve away. Gone. Forgotten. And with every moment, you drop deeper into deep trance, now, right here, right now. We're going to talk about safety and vigilance, security, and letting go. an important aspect of performing many daring deeds or even enjoyable excursions is arranging to be certain that your safeties, your belay ropes, and backup plans are in order. You check over them carefully to make sure they are available to catch you if you fall. And then you turn your mind to other things. You need all of your attention for the activity ahead, and you can safely give it all of your attention, all of your effort and focus, because your safeties are in place to catch you. Like setting an alarm before you take a nap, you can simply sleep, safe in the certainty that when your nap time is done, your alarm will wake you without any other effort on your part. You've taken care of it. And now, you can simply sleep. Now you can simply sleep in deep trance. Now. There's a vigilant part of you whose job is to watch out for danger, discomfort, pain. And that part of you does a very good job. A very important job. That part of you has a very important job that it performs extremely well by being constantly vigilant, ever at watch, always checking over and over to make sure that you are safe, comfortable, and protected. You are safe, comfortable, and protected. Thank that part of yourself for your safety, comfort, and protection. For what a good job it is doing for you. Good job. For how very well you are doing it. And you can conspire with that part of yourself right now to make sure that you are safe, comfortable, and protected here. That you have set the safeties and activated the alarm, tripped the timers into keeping time for you so that you both can relax that constant vigilance now and redirect that incredibly powerful, focused attention for a new important task, going even more deeply into hypnosis now while you are taking a break for trance. For just the duration of this break, whenever you take a break to go into trance, you can turn all of your attention, even the attention of that constantly vigilant part of yourself, to going even deeper into hypnosis, to completely opening to and accepting the ideas and suggestions presented for your enjoyment. You have attended to your safeties and assured your safety, so well, and you are so proud of the job that part of you has done that you can turn all of your attention to deep trance now. Deep trance now. Deep trance now. That's right. And each and every time you decide to drop into deep trance now, you can direct all of your external and internal attention to the task of becoming completely absorbed in hypnosis, utterly focused and fixated upon the experience of deep, deep trance now. You become better and better at this useful skill of complete focus in every trance that you enter, and you are easily and effortlessly able to access this ability as needed now. 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 Deep trance. Now. And now it is time to return to your regular waking consciousness, back from your break carrying the memory and ability of your new skill forward to the future trances which you are looking forward to experiencing very soon. And you can simply and easily return to your regular consciousness, back from your vacation, your break over, finished with your momentary pause. On the count of five. One, coming up. Two, starting to move and attend to your body. Three, beginning to yawn and stretch. Four, eyes fluttering open. And five, wide awake. Wide awake.